for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat at salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Mabuti siya sa atin at dapat lang bigyan siyang panahon, araw ng Linggo ngayon. Magpunta tayo sa sambahan. Pakinggan natin ang mga salita ng Diyos na ibigay sa kaniyang mga lingkod, sa mga lahat ng mga aral na binigyan ng tungkulin sa Panginoong Diyos na magbigay sa atin ang mensahe. At sa umagang ito, mga kaibigan, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos sa kanyang kabutihan. At bago tayo magpatuloy, magandang magdasal tayo, mga kaibigan.
Panginoong mga Diyos, kaibigan salamat, at mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Yung kahit hindi pa ako nakaupo dito, mayroon ang boses kasi standby message to. Kapag wala ko dito, mayroon nakahandang mensahe. Brother Angus, before we proceed, good morning.
Good morning, my dear friend. How are you?
Still fine. And I ask you once again for our opening prayer.
Yes, Father, we thank you this morning. Psalm 92, it speaks in verse 12, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening. Father, we thank you for our family, our listeners, and our friends. May their ears be open to hear your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks be to God, Brother Angus. It is our habit or one of the format of this program that I want to play once again for happy birthday.
Amen.
So
wonderful.
This week, my beloved son was celebrating his birthday, February 5. So, February 5, so he is now 31 years old.
31 years old,
and he is currently
wow.
working in Hong Kong at the airport as an aircraft mechanic.
He
is working there.
Yeah.
And thanks be to God that he was able to take his wife together with him. With Indai Mi.
Right. Living in Hong Kong.
Yeah. So okay. Do you have any friends who are...
Oh, we have lots of friends, but not their birthday yet, but they're thinking of who their loved ones are, and we are praying and remembering them like you are.
Oh, thank you,
thank you. Thank you so much for your
Don't help me if you will... If you are able to watch this video... We greet you together.
Greet you in the name of Jesus.
With
yes.
my partner of this program, Brother Angus. Once again, belated happy birthday.
God bless you.
More birthdays to celebrate with good health. God bless you and all of us your loved ones.
Amen.
Okay, Brother Angus, I will play this birthday song. And also those who are celebrating their birthday at this moment, this is for you too.
Yes.
And those who are already celebrated your birthday, belated happy birthday.
Yes.
And if you will celebrate your birthday within this week. So advance, happy birthday.
Advance. Thank
so this
you.
Is for you all. Happy birthday, Mahal. Happy birthday, my love.
Oh, beautiful.
So let us listen this, brother and sister, my loved ones, acquaintances, friends, co-Filipinos, co-Christians. So let us listen this song. And don't galpe, this is for you and those who are celebrating their birthdays. Happy birthday, Mahal! Ito na mga kaibigan at mga kapatid at Dong Alpe.
This song is from Robert's Hard to Find Music Library.
Sa'yo. Oh, happy birthday, aking sinta. Sana'y maligaya ka. Alalahan na ang puso ko.
Thanks be to God, Brother Angus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So we can able to serve even very far away from us, some of our loved ones, if they have affair, most especially birthdays.
Yeah.
So we can serve them by playing a birthday song. So once again, Dong Alpe, belated happy birthday.
Happy
God
birthday.
Bless you more.
Happy birthday.
With your family. And Brother Angus, so our gospel song. So, what we theme we have this
our
morning?
Our theme this morning is very exciting. It's from John chapter 14, 1, 2, and 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Thank you.
Okay. So, not including the verse 6.
Verse 6 refers...
If we continue to read that... So
yes.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
And the life, yes, that's right.
So this is our gospel song. This is the way, the truth, and the life.
And the life,
okay.
Amen.
So let us listen, our brethren who are viewing right now. So this is our gospel song. This is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
So the verses that you have quoted from
John chapter 14.
14, yep. Verse 1 up to 3.
3, yes.
But our gospel song is found in the verse 4.
Yes, which will lead to.
Okay.
Yes, amen.
Okay,
amen.
Brother Angus. So
thank you.
Let us listen this. Our gospel song. Hear, brother and sister.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. His banner over me is love. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. His banner over me is love. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Jesus is the shepherd, and we are the sheep. His banner over me is love. Jesus is the shepherd, and we are the sheep. His banner over me is love. Jesus is the shepherd, and we are the sheep. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. His banner. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. His banner over me is love.
Thanks be to God, we have played already our gospel song, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So, Brother Angus, the microphone is yours, so you can proceed.
Hallelujah. Welcome, our dear listeners. Now, in this reference to John 14, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, it is talking this morning about to believe in your heart. So man confesses with his mouth, but he believes in his heart. It says here, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, which one of them was Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and even Thomas was one of the disciples. And Jesus is able to say to them, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, that's where Jesus is, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas, one of the disciples, said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. And as, of course, we all know that Thomas was a doubter. They said that Thomas was a doubter. And he said to the Lord, but we don't know. How can we know the way? Now, this is our theme. In context, now the verse is, let not your heart be troubled, but the context of the message is, I am the way, Jesus said, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, Brother Len, let's break that down. Jesus is in relationship with the Father because he says, the Father and I are one. I and the Father and the Father and I. So he's talking about a father-son relationship. Very important that where the gospel is preached, teached, and reached, that we have the truth here in principle. If you have a gospel where Jesus is not the way, the truth, and the life, that's not the truth. That's not the way. That's not the life. You've just used that, but you've cut Jesus out. Why is it fundamental? Because number one, Jesus said, I am in the Father. The things of his are mine, and the things of mine are his authority. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Revelation 21 speaks about John in the state of being transported. He was a prisoner in the, they say in the 90s, he was a pastor in Ephesus, but because he preached the gospel, he was then taken to the Isle of Patmos, where he was put in an island, and by himself, he said he heard the voice of the Lord saying, I am. And that's where we get the revelation. But let's go back to our context here. Let not your hearts be troubled. So first of all, Jesus said, no man comes unto the Father but by me. Number two, the relationship between God and man, it is best explained in the way that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. I am the life. Thank you, Roland. I'll let you speak to us in Tagalog, please. Thank you.
So I will read
John chapter 14.
1 up to 6.
Yes, please.
So in Tagalog.
Yes, okay. Please.
Huwag magulumihanan ang inyong puso. Magsisampalataya kayo sa Diyos. Magsisilimbataya naman kayo sa akin. Sa bahay ng aking ama ay maraming tahanan. Kung di gayon ay sinabi ko sana sa inyo, sapagkat ako'y paruroon upang ipaghanda ko kayo ng dakong kalalagyan. At kung ako'y pumaroon at kayo'y maipaghanda ng kalalagyan, ay muling paririto ako at kayo'y tatanggapin ko sa aking sarili, upang kung saan ako naroroon, kayo naman ay dumuon. At kung saan ako pumaroroon, ay nalalaman niyo ang daan. Sinabi sa kanya ni Tomas, Panginoon, hindi namin nalalaman kung saan ka paroroon. Paano nga malalaman namin ang daan? Sinabi sa kanya ng Panginoong Hesus, ako ang daan, ang katotohanan at ang buhay. Sino man ay di makaparoon sa ama kundi sa pamamagitan ko. Verse 6.
Thank you, Brother Lynn. Okay, all right, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and verse 10, let's just look at the Bible. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. In this manner, therefore pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. Roland, thank you. I'll let you take it from there.
So 9 up to?
Yes, 9 to 10. Just two verses, please. Yes.
Chapter 6, sa kabanatang 6 sa talatang 9 hanggang 10. Magsidalangin nga kayo ng ganito. Ama namin, nasa langit ka, sambahin nawa ang pangalan mo. Dumating nawa ang kaharian mo, gawin nawa ang iyong kaluuban kung paano sa langit gayon din naman sa lupa.
So, Brother Roland, how do you say transition in the Filipino language? Because we're talking here, Jesus is saying, your kingdom come, your will be done. Now, in relation to John 14, Jesus is now referring to let not your heart be troubled as being the very transition. That's how you come into the kingdom.
Yes.
Let not your heart. So there are two things that we must discuss. Do not fear. One.
Yes.
Believe. So to transition from earth into the kingdom, we go through what Jesus said, do not fear.
Yes. Do not fear.
Fear is the great escape.
The Lord is with us.
The Lord is with us, yes.
And God give us the spirit not of fear,
but of self-control and love.
Amen.
Yeah. So spirit of fear, we must identify that it takes us away from the blessing.
Yeah.
What is the blessing of God? Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
What is His kingdom? It's in your heart. Jesus, you are the life
while,
of God.
While we are here on earth,
yes.
Even the physical kingdom of God is not yet come.
Correct.
But we are practicing.
Yes.
Living in the kingdom.
That's right. Whilst on earth, for sin, God has dealt with.
Yes.
But salvation is what you believe. Do you fear God or do you fear failure?
Fear what?
Failure. If you say the word failure, failure may be a flat tire.
Failure.
Failure.
Failure is normal.
Yes.
So,
no need to have fear with it,
no.
Because the Lord is with us, and the Holy Spirit
yes.
will help us to do the will of God.
Jesus said in Psalm 23,
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
I shall not want.
Yes.
He leads me beside still waters. And what does he do? He gives a provision for me every day.
So no need to fear.
No need to fear.
What
we
eat
God's hands.
Tomorrow, next month,
we can have a burger today, but tomorrow we'll have a steak and eggs. Will that work?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, Roland, let's look at this in the context of what the Bible says. The Lord's Prayer was pre-crucifixion. This prayer here is before he's going to the cross.
Yes.
So the pre-crucifixion is God's will. In Hebrews 10 verse 9, behold, I've come to do your
will.
Is it your will, Roland? Is it Angus's will?
It's not our will. If we are still calling him Lord or God, so we have supreme being, and his will must be done, not our will.
To take away the sins of the world, he takes away the what? The law of condemnation. Last week in John chapter 8, the penalty, we had a penalty.
So,
death penalty.
So we can, we might know that the Lord Jesus Christ is a pro-life, and his task and his mission when he came on this planet Earth, not to condemn, but to save.
In the Father's will, Hebrews chapter 10:17, then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds, I will what, Roland? Remember
no more.
You and I are clean.
But we remember what the instruction he gave to the woman. Yep. Go and sin no more.
No
because,
more.
Because God hates sin.
God
not the
hates
sinner.
Sin.
Not the sinner, but sins.
Roland, have you ever read Luke 8, verse 17?
It's 17. So let me to read.
Thank you.
Luke chapter 8, verse 17.
Yes, I think we read that once.
Read first in English.
For nothing is
secret. Nothing is secret.
Yeah. That will not be revealed, and nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to the light. You know what God is saying to us this morning? I am your friend.
Yes.
I have for you a house.
Yes.
I have blessings for you. Are you okay if we share? If I can come into your life and be your God. And you will be my friend. You will be a son.
Yeah, he is our friend.
Yeah. And you now inherit. You receive a gift from me. I give to you. You receive it.
Yes.
Salvation has never been for those who have no hope. It's for those who want to have hope.
Yes.
Thank you, Roland. That is our message this morning in Jesus' name.
So he is our friend. He is not our enemy.
Not our enemy, no.
So as long as we listen what his commandments to give to us.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
If you
John chapter 15.
Yes.
If you remember the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm still so far away, oh Lord. He introducing himself that he is our friend.
Yes.
Do you?
That's a beautiful concept.
Yeah.
It tells me what I have to do.
Chapter 14.
14, yes.
Yeah.
Although I'm feeling weak.
If we love him,
you will feel me.
If we love him, as he is here. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes, amen.
Amen. And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter. that he may abide with you forever.
Amen.
Amen.
You're loving me more and more.
Yes. A full thing. So the same, the
I want to know this love.
The scripture you have shared with this morning. So thanks be to God that the Lord Jesus Christ, He had made this promise.
You must believe
in
you
God.
You must believe in
and
God.
Believe also in Him.
Yeah, believe in Him. That's right. Let not your heart be troubled. Why would you want to trouble yourself?
Yes.
Trouble is not what we want in the world, but the world. Jesus said, "In the world you will have trouble."
Yes.
But said, "Come unto me, you will find rest for your soul."
Yes. So, Brother Angus, the Lord Jesus Christ wanted that at he wanted to give hope to the people, because while he was with the people, he can read what in their minds. Yeah. And some of their appearance, their faces, the Lord Jesus knew what was the feeling of that man, the woman.
Yeah.
So full of trouble, full of anxieties about tomorrow. So do you know if we have kind of that, if we are thinking about we have sorrows or sadness.
Yes.
So that cause one of the cause of disease.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why the Lord Jesus Christ, the good medicine, the happy heart is a good medicine. Yeah. So that's why the Lord Jesus Christ wanted that the people they will forget about their problems. So the Lord Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit was not yet come upon that time, because the Lord Jesus Christ when ascended,
that's right,
so the Holy Spirit came to the apostles and to the people who were converted in their ministry. So at the time, He comforted the people who are around Him.
Amen. Amen.
Give
Amen.
Hope.
Yep.
Not right. Just like the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Yeah.
So that's why there was not the same of the Pharisees and Sadducees, the way they teach and they preach. So there was something good. The word proceeds from the mouth of our Lord Jesus, full of hope.
Please draw me near.
Remember, we were talking last week about the penalty, the death penalty.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "Let the first who has not sinned cast
the first stone."
And starting with the oldest, they all went away. And Jesus looked up and said to the woman caught in adultery. Remember, we spoke about this in Deuteronomy 17, that the word adultery was not mentioned. It was called wickedness.
Yes, wickedness.
It was wickedness.
Immorality.
But it was actually compared to a foreign god and practice, not the God of Israel. Sorry, Ronnie, you were saying something?
Hey, no problem.
Yeah. So I believe that God's given us this morning hope.
Hope.
A plan of salvation.
So don't be fear. Do not.
Yeah. So do not fear.
Oh, do not fear.
Yeah, but the medicine that we need today is to be a believer.
Yeah.
Truth sets you free. Trust in God with all your heart. Don't link your understanding.
So you have mentioned about Thomas. He was a...
He was a doubter.
Doubter.
And he asked Jesus, "You say you are the way? We don't know the way."
So even he was a doubter, but when the Lord Jesus Christ, everything he had seen